Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
People with eating disorders often have a distorted view of how they look. Despite being too thin, they may think they're overweight. But researchers are also finding that many people who are actually overweight, even obese, don't see themselves that way. Sarah Varney reports.
Daisy Say looks down, unappetizingly, at a plastic bowl filled with fake lettuce and cucumbers. She's pregnant with her second child and getting a lesson from a nutritionist at San Francisco General Hospital about how to eat better.
Ayer me dijo que comió la ensalada.
Sí.
Con
un poco de dressing.
Sí. Está bien.
Daisy tells the nutritionist she ate a salad yesterday with un poco de dressing, just a little bit of dressing. That's good, the nutritionist says, and urges her to eat even more vegetables. Daisy's been overweight since she was a kid, but while she wants to be healthier, she says she's better off than the rest of her family.
Pues incluso es lo que también tenemos nosotros, que por ejemplo,
my aunts are heavier than me. I also have two cousins that are much younger than me, 22, 23. They're really heavy. That makes me think that even though I am overweight, I do not think I'm that bad.
It's the modern equivalent of keeping up with the Joneses. As more and more Americans have packed on the pounds, being overweight, even obese, has become the new normal.
Among overweight and obese women, they think they are normal weight.
Mahbuba Rahman is an obstetrics and gynecology researcher at the University of Texas. In a survey of some 2,200 reproductive-age women in Texas, published recently in the medical journal Obstetrics and Gynecology, Rahman found that a quarter of overweight women considered themselves to be normal weight. And he says that meant they were less likely to do anything about their health.
They are less likely to do physical activity, less likely to diet.
The misperception of weight was even more striking among African-American and Latino women. That surprised researchers, since nearly 4 out of 5 African-American and Latino women of reproductive age are overweight or obese. In his journal article, Rahman urged medical providers to monitor their patient's body mass index, a measure of weight and height, as routinely as they do other vital signs. But getting doctors to tackle weight loss has proved difficult.
My research showed that as providers, a lot of us are really uncomfortable talking about weight to patients.
Dr. Naomi Stotlin is an OBGYN at San Francisco General Hospital. She says white providers are especially reluctant to counsel Latino and Black women to exercise more and reduce their calories.
They felt that their messages wouldn't be taken seriously because of cultural differences and because of friends and family pressures.
They hear from their mothers, fathers, aunts, and uncles that being a bit heavier is healthy, says Stotlin. And indeed, those who study Black and Latino culture say those voices often trump the doctor's advice.
You ask me to change how I look, but yet my mother and my grandmother and my aunt and other people who are around me look like that. It's like, I'm not sure necessarily that you're very credible in telling me I need to do it, particularly if my grandmother has lived to be her 70s or 80s. It's like, I don't see the problem.
Vicky Mays directs the Center on Minority Health Disparities at UCLA. She says Black and Latino cultures don't idealize small, thin women.
They really do value women who are large. They really do value, as they say, women with meat on their bones.
May says rather than talking about weight, physicians should instead tell patients about the health risks, like cardiovascular disease and diabetes, a here's what's likely to happen to you lecture, if you will. But May says even if the message gets through, many poor Black and Latino women live in neighborhoods littered with fast food restaurants and discount grocery stores, but lacking in parks and safe streets to exercise. Back at San Francisco General, OBGYN Stotlin says those obstacles don't stop her from broaching the subject.
I'm not that concerned necessarily about the overweight woman who doesn't consider herself in that category, as long as we can have a discussion about, okay, what's your diet and physical activity? Are there ways that we can improve that?
For her part, Daisy Say says proudly that she's already lost 3 pounds just by making little changes to her diet, eating more salads and vegetables and eating less overall. It's a small victory, she concedes, on what will likely be a long road towards a healthier future. For Health Dialogues, I'm Sarah Varney.